Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hei Amabez. We'll start with the two dots. We're in the sugyas of Shinui, as was just brought up. Rabbi Elah just made the statement that if somebody steals an animal and the animal matures and now is called an older animal, it was a tle and now it's an ayel, an eagle, and now it's a shor, that is a shinui, and therefore the ganav will not be chayav dalavehe, because by the time he shechted or sold the animal, that was his animal, so he's chayav kefal for the moment of the geneva, but he's not chayav dalavehe. Rabbi Chanina asked Rabbi Law, we have a brisa that says the opposite. We have a brisa that says if it turns into an ayel or a shor, you do pay kefal and dalavehe, ke'ein shaganav. Right, which is a problem compared to what we said from Rav yesterday. But either way, you see you're still chayav dalavehei. But if you're kona b'shinui, so why are you paying? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Elah said back, 1 minute, ve'elamai, shini lo kani. So what's your answer back? So if shini does not work, so why do you pay kein shaganav? You should pay ki hashta. So Rabbi Chanina answered back, no, you don't pay kiyasha because Torah gavi bimcha, different gavi bimcha, right? Because he could say, this isn't the animal that I stole from you. So they get very emotional and say, Rahman al-Islami haidaita, without actually stating what exactly are the svaras behind the machlokas. And we still did not answer the question on Rabbi Elah from the Brisa, which the Gemara will Bethesham come back to in a few minutes. We did mention, though, at the end of the shiur, the beginning will lay some of the groundwork for the sugyas of Shinui. We noted that Rashi says, Anasa Shinui Biyodo V'Kna'o, even within Rabbi Elah, he doesn't say Kone. Totally. He says, Kona, on that line, Laha Milsa. In this regard, that it's not Chayav Dalavehei, which already sounds like it's a very limited shita of Shinui. Rabbi Peretz picks up on that and argues on Rashi. I don't know why Rashi is limiting it. Rabbi Elah says, Shinui is Kona, period. Says the Pnei Yeshua, well, maybe the difference here is because it's a Shinui Dememela. It is not a Shinui Maisa. It is not a Shinui where the God actively does something. It's a Shinui that happens over time by itself. So that is going to be a weak form of Shinui. And that's why Rashi says that Rabbi Law would hold that works, but in a weaker sort of way, as we will see and get back to Beth Hashem in a couple of minutes. Okay, but now let's continue. We'll get more into the sugyas. Maskevah, Rabbi Zeira asks Rabbi Zeira, v'nik ninhu b'shinui Hashem. So why don't we say that in these cases, Shinui Hashem changes it? What does that mean? Rashi. Nehi de Shevach de Gufe lo avi Shinui. Find the appreciation of the value is not an act of Shinui. And that's a Memela. De Memela kashavach va'azil. And that's why maybe Rabbi Chanina is upset, saying, what do you mean? That's not called a Shinui, where it just appreciates the value by itself. Umiyu, that would be similar to, let's say, market value going up. Right, that's what he would compare it to. But miu bishma vada ishtini. But there's still shini hashem. There's a shinui, the status of the item. It's called something different by people, and therefore that should be enough to call it a shinui, that you didn't steal this. Answers the Gemara, really there was no shini hashem. Oma, Rava answers, Rabbi Kiva Eger connects us to a Gemara in Menaches, and we also had the Gemara earlier that relates to this, Shor ben Yomo Kari Shor, Ayel ben Yomo Kari Ayel. There's no Shini Hashem. The day that an ox is born is already called a Shor. The day that an Ayel is born, already called an Ayel. Shor ben Yomo Kari Shor Dichsiv Shor Ochesev Oez Ki Yivaleid, the Pasuk in Emor, Ayel ben Yomo Kari Ayel, Dichsiv Eleid Soncha Lo Achalti. Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, I didn't need any Eilei Tzoncha all the years that I worked. So what are we supposed to be medayi from Yaakov's words? Eilim udelo achal, kvasim achal. He's saying he only didn't eat the mature ones, the Eilim, but he ate the kvasim? No. Elav shmami, no. He must be including everything. Ayel ben yom akari ayel. He's saying I didn't eat anything, and the fact that he calls it an ayel means that even from day one, it's called an ayel. Fine, but now we get back to the question. Mikom akom kasha. We still didn't answer the question from yesterday in Rabbi Law. How could Rabbi Law say that after this Shinui takes place, there is no Chiv of Dalavahei, after Shar Vanasa, Egevanasa Shar, Televanasa Ayel, while the Brisa says that you still pay Kefal and Dalavahei? Answers the Gemara, it's really a Machlokes Tanoim, whether you hold of the concept of Shinui Kone. Amar of Sheshes, Hamani Beishamahi, Beishamah holds the Amri Shinui Bimkomo Omeid. Shinui stands in its place, meaning that's not a kinyan. Something changed? Okay, something changed. But still, you have a chiyuv to return the item. That does not affect the fact that you have a chiyuv hashava. Rashi says, Avagav d'ishtini, lo nafik mirchus bailim, is still a mirchus of the bailim, and you still have to return it. Velokani, and back to the Gemara, it is not nikna. D'tanya, where does Beis Shammai say that? In a totally different context. D'tanya, the Braisa says, Nasan lo be'esnena, chitim asan solas, a man rachman al-islan is with a zona. And as payment, he gives to the zona wheat. Va'aslan soles, and then the zona grinds this wheat and makes it into flour. Zaysim va'aslan shemen, or he pays her with olives and he makes it into oil. We're going to go with Rov Rishonim's pshat of his Gemara. There's another pshat, which we're not going to get into, of the Uraim, but most assume, as we just explained it, he gave her wheat and he gave her olives and she ground it. So the question, anav asav shemen, or he gave her grapes and he makes it wine. So tani chada asav, tani chada mutter. One brisa says, it is usher to use these as a carbon, to use this flour for a carbon mincha, to use the wine as nesachim. So one says asher, one says mutter. So what's the machlokas about? The Amr of Yosef, Tani Guryon de Me Isparak, Beishamai Yosef, Beisilah Matirin, Tzvachlokas, Beishamai Beisilah, those are the two prices. Rabbi Shammai says it is usur to use these items, even though they have been changed. It's still usur to use these items on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shammai says, no, it is now mutter. It is not called Estan Zona anymore. My time at the Rabbi Shammai, what are the svaris? So Rabbi Shammai holds, Dichsiv Gam L'Rabo Shinuyehem. Right, it says in the Pasuk, and you say Gam Shnehem. Gam is inclusionary to include even the Shinuys. Even the Shinuys. That's also also Lagavi HaMizbeach. Beis Hillel, Haim, Velo, Shinu Yehem. Beis Hillel says, no, Haim, these are also Lagavi HaMizbeach. To exclude, Shinuyim are not Asur, Algabe HaMizbeach. Let's just finish this section, and then we have much to talk about. Beis Shammai, who includes with Gam, what does he do with Haim? Hahu Haim, Velo Vladoseh Muda Asa. The Haim is excluding the vlados, the babies born from this animal. If a man gives a zona an animal, so any baby born afterwards is going to be mutter. That's excluded. Discussion in the Rishonim. Was she pregnant already at the time, or she got pregnant afterwards? Question. Ubeis Hillel. Tarti Shemas Mina. Beis Hillel says, no, you can exclude both. Haim v'lo shinu yehem. Haim v'lo vladosehem. So, that's what Beis Shammai does with Beis Hillel's Haim. What does Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's Gam? Ubeis Hillel haksiv Gam. Gam l'Beis Hillel. Kasha. So that's a question which the Gemara does not get into. What does he do with that? It is interesting that if you look at Kiseitse, Rashi, if you don't learn Maseches Bava Kamma, we don't catch this. Rashi, on that pasuk, quotes what is Gam and what is Haim. So Rashi quotes Gam l'Rabo Shinu Yehem, which is interesting. The Ramban picks up on that Rashi and asks, why does Rashi quote Beis Shammai? Right, what Rashi quote Beis Hillel. So the Ramban gives two other pshatim what Beis Hillel might do with Gam, even though the Gam, the Gemara here, does not answer. So the Ramban talks about, gives other two other days, what exactly Gam could mean, not really including halachos, new halachos, because the Gemara would have mentioned that, but just as a way of speaking, emphasizing that is the pshat of the pasuk. Okay, let's get back to though the bottom of the Gemara here. Two Tosfosim that are crucially important. Number one, the bottom Tosfos. Let's start with that one first. Tein v'lo shinu yehem. Tema asks Tosfos that our Gemara brings. What's the makor for shinui kone? Beis Hillel heim v'lo shinu yehem. Only these items are usher by Esnan Zona, but not shinui items that already changed. Ask Tosfos, but we have another makor later on in today's daf for shinui kone. And if not, you don't have to return it. They asked Tosfos, Tema, the Bisamach Nafkalela Rabba, the Shini Kodim Mikrach Rina, the Xilasher Gazal, Keisha Gazal. So what do we need two psukim for Shinui Kodim? That's Tosfos' Kasha. That already lays an introduction, a foundation for various answers given, which might reflect different ideas of Shinui Kona. Tosfos answers, well, maybe you need it, V'nira L'ri, D'lakamon Mairi, B'Shinui Hachozer L'Briyaso. Maybe there, we're talking about a Shinui that could go back to what it used to be. It's not a permanent Shinui. It's Chozer L'Briyaso. So that's maybe why you need another Makar. To say that even a Shinui that could be undone, Shinui Hachozer L'Briyaso is also Kona. Maybe that's why you need a second Pasuk. That is Tosfos. If you look in the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis here quotes, well, interesting, if you think about the two ideas, the two contexts of Shini Kona, stealing is one, and Esnan is the other. So here by Esnan, what does the woman do? The Shinui is not an Aveira itself. What happens? She takes the flour. The Aveira is already done. She takes the flour, and she grinds the flour. When she grinds the flour, is she doing anything wrong? The Maritz Chayis says no. Over there, when a ganav does a shinui, so that is furthering the ma'isa ganeva, like we had the nesivis yesterday by Tavra Vishasya. The furthering of the ma'isa ganeva, destroying the item, that itself is another ma'isa ganeva. So says the Maharaj Chayis, there's a big difference between the cases, right? One case, you are actually doing an aveira as you do the shinui, and not by the Esnan case. Maybe that's why you need the second pasuk. Ad kan lo sfir lo beis lo shini kona. Maybe you would have thought shini kona works by Esnan zona, where there's no aveira being done at the time of the shinui. But over there, by gezel da shinui nase beisir, maybe you would say, like the sugya of Temura, kol milsa davar rachmana, i'avid lo mahani. If you're trying to be mishana and keep the item and only have to pay back damim, so maybe that's not going to work, because you're doing an aveira. That's why you need the second makar. The second makar teaches me, even in that case, we say, shinui kone. Second answer of the Maritz Chayis. And then we have two other suggestions by the Achronim, which reflect our two ideas that we mentioned quickly yesterday about shinui kone. The Pnei Yehoshua says here, fine, you would say, shinui kone, even if you want to say, again, what do you need two sources for? Right, you might have said, shinui kone would only do, this is the other, Gaza, here it is, Yitzchak Krupp. The Asher Gazal, why do you need the second pasuk? Tenehidi alfinon mehem velo shinu yehem the shinui havi kaguf acher. Fine, I would have known that shinu makes it into a different item. Using Tosis as lashon, that we'll see in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. Afilu achi lo yadina misvara klal lameimar shagazlan yikne begzeilai de shinui belo das hanigzal. V'yigzal kol shivcho bal karcho shal hanigzal. Fine, shini kone makes it a different item, but who says that makes it shel hagazlan? Who says kone? Shinui, it's a different item. Fine, and therefore by esnan, you could give it as a carbon, because it's a different item. But does that make it nikne to the gazlan? By every kinyan, I need the person who owned it before makne it to me. Here, the nigzal has no interest in giving it to the gazlan. So why would you say kone? Shinui makes it into a different item. But who says kone? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Lashon. If you look at Rabbi Chanan, he has a different formulation. Fine, Shini Kone, it's a different item. But who says that would remove the Chiyuve Hashava? Maybe even if it's somewhat of a different item, still you have to return it. Veluli Divrayim, says Rabbi Chanan, Haya Efshal Afarish, Efshalomar, Did Srichu Trekroi, Dimikro, Dehemelu Shini Yehem Muchach, Daidea Shinui part of Chadoshas Baolakan. It's a different item. The Ein Zeshagazal. Avalakati lo yadinan, de pakamine, chiyavashava. The Shevachayev lahashiv, gamim eino ke Ein Shagazal. Maybe you have to return it even if it's not exactly the same. Ulazel yafinan mikra de beinan shiye kasher gazal. And without that, you wouldn't say that. What do these two last approaches reflect? Pnei Yehoshua. Without the second pasuk, you would have thought that you're not kone yet. Kamash Malan, you are kone yet. Rabbi Chanan, you might have thought you still have to return it. Kamash Malan, you don't have to return it. That might reflect the two ideas of the Achronim. Rabbi Chaim holds to the second idea within the world of Shinui Kone. What does the words Shinui Kone mean? As we're going to talk about over the next day and a half. Does it mean literally? The Shinui itself is Kone. That exactly what it means, which is would be sounds like good, fits well into the words, but we don't have that type of shinui listed. We don't have that type of kinyan listed in all the other contexts of kinyanim. We know there are many ways to acquire something. Who says you can acquire it through a shinui? Okay, but that's one idea. The shinui is makne, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua would say, because that's the havamina that it doesn't work. How much? Well, it does work. Or second view of shini kone. Shinui is not kone. Shinui allows a kinyan to take place. That's what shinui kona means. Meaning, really the kinyan happens at the Maisa Geneva. That's the kinyan. There are partial kinyanim, as we spoke about, by the Maisa Geneva. Shinui removes the chi of Hashava so that kinyanim could fully kick in. That's what Shita does. Shita does not directly give the kinyan. It just removes the impediment to the kinyan. It removes the chi of hashava that normally a person has if he has somebody else's item. Shita makes it not that person's item anymore, and therefore, that's why it allows the kinyan to take place. Many nafkaminas, one, whose is it in the interim? Right, according to the second approach, it's really the goslin's already. Mostly weighted on that side, just the chiyav hashava is preventing full kinyanim, and then the shini removes them. Hashaken, according to the first approach, it's fully shalan exile until the shini takes place. But that might be behind what the Rebbe Chanan and the Pnei Yeshua are arguing about. And there's more, but we'll move on to the other Tosfos for a minute. Tosfos asks in the previous Tosfos. Tosfos asks the kasha, how could you compare Esnan and Geneva? What does one have to do with the other one? The Yibtomer Estosis. Hechi midami le. Dema inyan esnan etzel shinui. What do the two have to do with each other? Stosis quotes two important words. V'yishlomar. Diksavar di'i shinui kone. Imkein royu lahatur shinui v'esnan. If shinui is kone by Geneva, so that's why it makes sense to say that you could give a karba, an esnan that was nishtane. Why? Dechashiv ka'acher. Those are the key two words. It's a different item. The ein ze oso shabal yada v'tares esnan. It's not the item that she got as an esnan. Umimas nami lomas. And also, it's not disgusting to give to as a carbon, right? It's a different item. It's a different item. So therefore, it would be okay. So Tosfos says that is the common denominator between the two contexts are different item. Different item you can give as a karba, different item, there is no chiyav hashava. That's the idea behind Tosfos. You look at other Rishonim also asked this. Tosfos Rid is also bothered by this question, and he has an important chilek, right? He says, how can the Gemara compare the two? Says the Tosfos Rid, maybe it's not a full comparison. Maybe Shinui does not affect the two contexts in the same way. What does it mean? Says the Tosfos Rid, Tshuva, Bivadai b'shinui haba me'elav ein dinam shavin, aval b'shinui maisa tohu shinui chashiv, ki hechi de chashiv le'inyin gzela, chashiv nami legabe mizbeach, velo dami shinui haba me'elav l'shinui haba b'yadayim. Says the Tosfos Rid, maybe only regarding shinui maisa, an act of shinui, do we compare Esnan and Geneva? Because that's where the person actively does something, so that's changed. But it could be, he leaves open the possibility of shinui haba me'elav, like we saw from the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi, there could be a different shinui haba me'elav that might not be a shinui regarding Esnan, even though it might be a shinui regarding Geneva. Right? That is what he starts off with. Shinui become omeid, lining zela have shinui. That could be a possibility. And who would this help us for? It would help us for the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch leaves the Rambam Shita b'tzarech iyun. Etav kuf ayin aleph. Sif hey, os hey, says the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of the Isser Daraisa, to give Esan Zona Mechir Kelev as a karban, right? One of the Los Asays, says the Minchas Chinuch, quoting our Gemara here in Bava Kama, and he says, look, according to the Maskana, according to Beis Hillel, Shinui is Kona. And according to Beis Shammai, it's not. And therefore, what do you say by Eg tzlev v'nasa ayo, ego v'nasa shor. He says, sarach ir al Rambam, shekasav nasan chita masan soles, zesim vasan shemen, havili shinu maisa biyadayim. The Rambam quotes, if she is mishane, so then it's not called a carbon anymore. What happens if the grapes melt on their own into wine? What would you say then? So the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam Dafka gives the examples of the Gemara. Why doesn't the Rambam say it even bigger? Why doesn't the Rambam say also in the case of Shini Dimemela that it is a good carbon? You could give that as a carbon. It leaves that as a tzarech ian. What might the answer be? The answer might be, right, it says in the footnotes here, but what the Tosfos Rid says, it could be that Shini Dimemela only works for Geneva. It's not an exact parallel, right? Tosfos seems to say an exact parallel, chashiv ka'acher, and therefore you can compare it across the board. But our Tosfos says, no, malgabi isim is beach, shini de mela wouldn't work, and therefore maybe that's why the Rambam only says the case of Shini Maisa and not Shini Dimameila. Okay, moving right along. Says the Gemara now on the fourth line, Samach Vav Amid Aleph. Okay, as we see, Merube is chock full. Ad Kamo Pligi Ella Demar Sover Shidi Kone, Demar Sover Ain Shidi Kone. Everybody we know holds there's a concept of Shinu. Here in the Machlokas is whether Shini Kone or Shinu is not Kone. Aval Ian Shlume, but now getting back to the other question. Let's say you would say Shinu is not Kone. So then you're Chayav Dalav Vehei. And what did the Brises say? Chayav Dalav Vehei from what moment? From the moment of Kein Shaganav. That's against what we said yesterday. But everybody would agree that you pay based on what it was worth at the moment of the Geneva. Diktani. So Lema Tevi Tufta de Rav. Isn't this against Rav, who we spent a lot of time on yesterday? Dama Rav, Karen Kein Shaganav, Tashlume Tashlum Mishalim, Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Dalav Vehei, Kesh Asamad Bedin. Question mark, right? Rav made the chilek between Karen and Kefil and Dalav Vehei, and the machlokas between Tosas and the Pnei Yeshua. What was the chiddush? Tosas said the chiddush was the second half of the statement. Pnei Yeshua says the chiddush was the first half of the statement. But either way, Rav says Kefil and Dalav Vehei go by Shas Hamada Bedin. So how could this brisa say that Dalav Vehei goes by the original moment? So Amar Rava, Rava makes a statement here, which all the Rishonim give different pshatim. What does this statement mean? Amar Rava, no, it's a distinction. Rav and the Brisa are talking about two different things. Tzla'im k'demei kara, damim k'shel achshav. What does that mean? Rava says, tzla'im, let's go with Rashi's pshat first. If he gives back actual animals, tzla'im k'demei kara, if you give back four animals, right, for the dalav vehei, then you go by what it was worth at the moment of the Gneva. Kidamei kara. Damim, but if he gives back money, kishel achshav. So then he gives back based on today's prices. Hamad Abedin. Why? What's the difference? What's the svara? You're giving back, you're giving back. So another code word for chiyuv hashava. When we say that there is a chiyuv hashava that a gadaf or a goslin has, so is that just focusing on being mashlim the loss that occurred? Or is that trying to go back in history to what was? What we might say in English, is this just compensation or is this restoration? You're compensating for what the loss that you caused, so you're compensating. That's money. Money is compensating. Restoration, returning to what was, that might be tzla'im. When actually giving back animals, so that's restoration. So maybe that's the svara for the two different avenues that one has to pay back their chiyuv. If they're giving back animals, that's really trying to give back and recreate what was. So that's why you go by the original moment. But damim is kishel akshav, if you give back what was. And if you, some of the Rishonim also even pick up on the two different words that the Torah, that the Gemara uses. Rav is karen ke'en, ke'en sheganav. And when you want to talk about the later moment, you say kishas hamad abedin. What's the difference between ke'en and kishas? Kishas means you have a moment that you pick to compensate from. Ke'en sounds like you're going back to what was. It's as if it was what was. So that is even alluding to the pshat of Rashi. Look at Tosas. Tosas here quotes two other opinions that are different. Tosas quotes Talam Kedemei Kara. In the name of the Re, maybe the difference is between an inherent change of the animal, that's Tzla'im, versus an external market value change. Maybe that's the difference between the two. Nira L'Ri says, Tosas Tachi Birusho. Dila Inyan Tzla'im Anasa Ayil Okachusha V'nis Patma O Ifcha. If the animal either matured by itself, or it got fatter or weaker. So, l'shad kefal nami, v'chidal v'eged me'ikar. Then you go by the original moment. Because nothing externally changes. All the same animal, all the changes were internal. So there we'll go by the original moment. Come on, Karen. Aval damim, what does damim mean? Yukra v'zula. Market value changes. Zula, aval damim, that yukra v'zula kishal achshav. That goes by the later moment. And he continues how to fit that in. Then Rabbeinu Tam, towards the end of Tosfos, quotes. Maybe the difference is if it went up in value versus if it went down in value. Rambam has a different shot, but we're just going to keep with Rashi. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabba, next line. Shinui konek siva vetanina. Here it is, the basis. We came into it already through Rabbi Law, but now we have Rabba. Shinui is kone, based on a pasuk and based on a mishnah. Ksiva vita vitanina. Ksiva, what's the pasuk? Veshiva zakzela asher gazal. Return the gzela that you stole. My tamalomer asher gazal. What are those two extra words adding? Return the gzela that you stole. Imke ensha gazal yachsir. If it's like what you stole, then you need to give it back. Ve'imla, then if not, on a daraisa level. Damim ba'alma bo'ishlume. All you have to give back is the value, because the item is not the item anymore. It's yours. It's chashiv ka'acher. It's niknet to the ganav, and therefore he just has to give back money. That is the pasuk that is the source for shinui kone. Right, Rashi, as we pointed out again yesterday, shinui kone hecha deshani lehu biadayim. As you changed it with your hands, you did an active shinui. Tanina, where is the Mishnah that tells us shinui kone? That's later on in the Perek HaGozel. Tanina, HaGozel Eitzim, Vasan Kelim, somebody steals wood and makes them into a chair. Semer, Vasan Begadim, somebody steals wool and makes them into a clothing. Begadim, Mishalim, Kishas HaGzela. You pay Kishas HaGzela, there it is. That you don't give back the clothing, because the clothing, you didn't steal the clothing. You made the clothing, right? You don't give back the chair. You pay Kishas HaGzela, because that is the crucial moment, and shinui is kone. Inami, or a different context, the context of reishis hageiz. We know there's a mitzvah daraisa to give some of the first shearings to the kohen. Well, the details of that is learned out in Meseches Chulin, in Perek, reishis hageiz. So there, it says, lo hispik l'dnolo ad shetzva'o, if somehow, before you gave it to the kohen, it's one of the manas guna, before you gave it to the kohen, it got dyed, and now it's a different color. Potter, you're potter from giving it to the Kohen because it's a different item. Alma, shinui kone. Right, there's no iser hana'a by Rachis Hageis. Therefore, in that case, you blew the mitzvah. You weren't able to do the mitzvah. So that's the source for shinui kone, the pasuk or the mishnah. And we discussed earlier, what do you need two different psukim for? Ask the ksos here in Shin Nun Dalid. Ayin v'mishnah l'kaman meforash ki af shinui habame eila molakinyan. Look later on in the Gemara doesn't quote it, but there are mishnayos later on that seem to say befavors that even shinuyim dimemela work. Gazal behema o avadim v'hizkinu. In those cases, the mishnah says eina mishalim ela kishas akzela. Again, so ask the ksos on Rashi here. Rashi here explains the Gemara shinui kone only by maisa biyadayim, but really other shinuyim also work. So Rashi might say that because the examples the Gemara gives are shinui maisa. But the ksos is saying, really, in truth though, even shinui dimemela works, as the Mishnah say later on. So why here does it only say shinui maisa? So if you look in the Sholem Eshiv, Rav Yosef Shol Natan San, so he quotes Madura Dalav Chelak Aleph Simon Lamed Beis Shedin Shinui Nemar Lagabi Shnei Dvarim. There's really two elements of Shinui. Ha'echad LeInyan Shagazlan Kone Esachefetz Ubazet Sarach Dafka Shinui Biadayim Kamaisa Kinyan Vitzarach Sheiskavin Liknos Val Shinui Zedi Berabo Pirish Rashi. Number one element of Shinui, and this relates to the two facets that we mentioned earlier. There are two elements of Shinui. Number one, the Kinyan side of it. So the active kinyan only works for the shinui maisa, and the ganav has kavana for it. That's active, and that's what the Gemara is talking about here. Vashenui, there's a second din of shinui leinyan sheinu yachal lomar lenigzal hareisha chalafanecha ulakayim b'kachas b'sas veheshiv. That the ganav, the gazlan, cannot just give back the item and say, "Here, it's yours." Hareisha chalafanecha. And that, even by shini habame elav moel. So that, meaning changing the item, shachevitz eno kein shagazal, ubepasik namar v'hejav azela shagazal, and that's what the Mishnah discusses later on. One answer, among other answers of the Achronim, given to the Kosis question. The Gemara here is trying to focus on element one of Shinui, the fact that when it is Kone, not just when it changes the item enough, that there is no longer a Chiyuv Hashava, and you can no longer say, Harei Shalchal Lefanecha. Right? That's the second view is, I think I mentioned, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Gzeila, he focuses on that view. That Shinui removes the ability to say Harei Shalchal Lefanecha. Okay, but either way, back to what we were talking about. So Rabbah says Shinui is Kona based on the Pasuk and based on a Mishnah. That, for sure, is a concept. But now the Gemara gets into the next major discussion in Merubah, Yeyush. Shinui is Kona. What about Yeyush? If a ganav or a gazlan steals something, and the person has, the nignav, the nigzal, has yeyush, he gives up hope, does that automatically make it shall a ganav and shall a gazlan? Yeyush ami rabbanan de nignay. The rabbanan say yeyush works. Miyu lo yadina ni daraisi de rabbanan. Rabba says, I know shini works daraisa. Yeyush, I'm not sure whether it works on a daraisa level or a drabbanan level. E daraisa, if it works on a daraisa level, what would be the parallel, the model? Midi dahavi amotzi aveda. Similar to someone who finds a lost item. Motzi aveda, lav, kiva de miyayish marmine, mikame de tesiliade. If the person, the owner, has yeish before the finder finds it, why does it say before? Because if not, that would be yeish lomidas, the discussion of Abai and Rava in Eilu Metzias. So, without getting into confusion, the Gemara says, by motzi aveda, yeush takes place before, so kanile, so the, when the ganef picks it up, he is, when the motzi aveda picks it up, he's kone it. So hainami. So here too, kiva de miyash bara kanile, so to here. Once yeush takes place, the kinyan would also work. Alma kani. So, you see, the kinyan, so yeush would work. Or do we say no? Right, we didn't focus on the difference, but the difference is major. Don't compare it to Aveda. Aveda, who dechias liyade beteras liyade. As we just explained, Aveda, he picks it up before, after Yeush. So that's why Yeush would work. Avalhai, kiva de bisuras liyade. But here, he stole it. And then Yeush took place. That's not going to work. Midaraisa. So midrabanan udam rabanan nikne. So maybe the rabanan only said Yeush would work midrabanan. Mipnei takanes hashavims to make it easier for him to do tshuva, because if he has to give back the whole item and he's already used it and he already used it to build something, he would never do tshuva. So maybe Yesh only works midrabanan. That is Rabba's suffix. For Rav Yosef Amar, Yesh ain't a kona filo midrabanan. Rav Yosef says, no, Yesh is never kona. Even midrabanan, Yesh is not kona. Rabba's not sure whether it works daraisa midrabanan. Rav Yosef says it never works. And that's what we hold. We hold Yesh has to team up with something. Yesh and Shini Rishus, Yesh was something else, as Hashem we will get to later on. But that is the sugyas of Yesh. Okay, a couple of points to mention. And that is, the Rishonim here ask, what's the Havamina to compare them? Rabbah says, maybe you compare them, maybe you don't compare them. But even within the comparison, we're noting that there's a difference between them. That by Motzei Aveda, the Yesh has to happen before. And by Ganeva, it happens afterwards. So what's the Hava meaning to compare them? So the Rishonim again are bothered by Yesh. Rabbeinu Peretz says that there is a very loose connection between these items. Again, he's bothered. The Rishonim bother what the, let me just find the, where Rabbeinu Peretz is, if I could get the Lashon. Rabbeinu Peretz is very bothered what the comparison is here. So, actually, I don't have the, he says it's a lose, it's a general link. Rabbeinu Peretz even asks the further question here. He says, by Geneva, what does the Yeyush do? It changes the Chi of Hashava to damim, from the object to the value. And while by Hashavas Aveda, Yeyush makes you allowed to keep it, period. So, even besides the before and after, but even the Lamaisa, what it does is very different. So, Rabbeinu Peretz says, okay, in a very loose way. Tosus here, the Ramaskal Hacha comes up with a Chiddush Gadol to, because of this Havamina, even though, again, in the second side of the Gemara seems very much more Mistaver. Of course there's no comparison, but what's the first side? So even though Yesh doesn't work by Veda, afterwards, Kitak Amar, Vav Kivanim Yesh Maribine, Mekami Dasli Yadei, Kani Le, as the Gemara says, still, we want to compare it. B'mitzia nami. End of Tosfos. Nehi shelo ayakona linyan zeh. Shelo yitzarech lahashiv lipata lagamrei. Hol v'kvar nischaya b'ashava. Even by mitzia. He comes up with a big chiddush now for Eila Mitzias. Even by mitzia. Fine. A yeish afterwards wouldn't be kone to pater legamre and let you keep it mikomakom hayakone leinyan zeh shelo yischayev l'shalim kiim damim kamo legabe gezel. Wow, Tosfos says the whole sugya of yeish shelo midas machlok zabayan rava is only about whether you have to return the item itself. But really, even if you say yeish shelo midas is lo kani yeish after the person found it, but it would be strong enough to patur the chiyav hashavas ba'en, it would make it only a chiyav hashavas damim. Why does Tosfos do that? That's not the pashas of the Gemara. Pashas of the Gemara there is yesh lamidas does nothing if you say it is not yesh. Tosfos does that because of the comparison here in the Gemara. One final point though, and that is the Mochamos. The Mochamos of Bamitzia, a much discussed Mochamos, says maybe the reason that yesh only works by Aveda before and not after is for technical reasons. And that is why the Gemara kind of glosses over the chilik between Gzeiva and Hashava. The Ramban says there, you cannot be miyayesh on a dover sheper shoscha. That's the yesod of the Ramban. Once a person finds it, by Hashava, by an Aveda, if I find your item, I'm a shomer on it. We had before, shomer Aveda. And Shomer Aveda, Yad Shomer, Ki Yad Bailam. And therefore, your Yeish has no effect. Just like you can't be Miyayish on something under your bed, you don't know where it is. So the Rabban says, Ein Yeish al Dover Sheber Shuscha. That's his Yisod. So Yeish has no effect on the Dover Sheber Shuscha. So if you picked it up by an Aveda, so then that's why Yeish doesn't work. Mashaked by Geneva, you have Kavana to steal it, then it does not become a Shomer. If it doesn't become a Shomer, so then the rules are different, and that's why Yeish would work in that case, right? It's already eino bershuscha. Zelfishin shalom is zelfishin bershuscha. It's not bershuscha. You don't say yad shomer kiad bailam in a case where I picked it up to steal it. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's why the Gemara glosses over this chilek. But again, this is machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, whether yesh works daraisa the Rabbanan or does not work at all, and a couple of ideas behind the comparison. The major thought, though, behind this sugya is, so what is yesh? How does Yeish work? We just spoke about two approaches, how Shinui works. But how does Yeish work? So it's interesting, Tosfos here does not tell us what Yeish does, but Tosfos says what Yeish is not. Bahadim Tosfos, Kiva de Bisiras al Yadeh, the fact that Yeish only works, at least in this stage of the Gemara, Behetera asil Yadeh, not Beisiras al Yadeh, Yeish does not work by Geneva possibly, that shows that Yeish is not Hefker. Tosfos does not say what Yeish is, he just said that Yeish is not Hefker, because Hefker, you can be Mafker something no matter what. Yeish only works in a more limited way, so Yeish is not Hefker. He's arguing with Rashi. Rashi in Gittin uses the Lashon of Hefker, and others. Many Achronim, the Xos and the Nesivis, both use the Lashon. Right, here, it's not a Machlokas here. Right, they both use the Lashon of that Yeish is not a Kinyan, but Yeish is what allows the Kinyan to take place. Says the Nesivis, Reish Samach Beis Gimel, Hinei Hada Yeish Kone Nire, Delo Yatza Al Yidei Yeish Meirushes Bailim, Ad Asi Liad Zoche. It is a schus to take it. It is not in the Rishus of the Kone yet, but it is not even out of the Rishus of the Gan, of the Nignav. Right, just like if I say, here, take my item. So that's what Yeish is. Yeish is a halachic allowance for the other person to take. That's how the Nesivis and the Xos understand. Again, the many other approaches, one whether Rav Soloveitchik writes, Rav Schechter quotes in Eretz Tzvi, Rav Soloveitchik uses the Lashon of, Yeish is hashlamas shem avud. Right, he says this for the Ramban. Right, why can't you do a Yeish on a Dover Sheber Shoscha? Because it's not avud at all. Once it's out of your physical Rishus, so it's semi-avud, it's semi-lost, and Yeish is mashlim, this shame of it. Yeish einenu hakna'a, reading now the words from Eretz Tzvi Simen Lamed. Deinenu maisa hachal midas bailam bichlal, elo shebishosum is yashem abailam eavidasam, nigmar hashem avud she'alav, umemela paka bailusum imenu. Umistavar, dezerak shech, mashashum is yash mamish, amar bailam chisaron kis. Right? But if you say yesh further on, if you try to say yesh lachalama yom, that is not going to work. Because Ashlama Shem of it. Rav Asher Weiss has a long piece in Baba Kama where he discusses that yeyush is, there are many different examples, but the common denominator in all of them is a lack of expression of bilus. Once the bilum have no expression, it's not in their reshus, they have no control over it, right, all different the details, then memela, the item, is no longer connected. Bilus needs expression. Without any expression, then memela, the bilus, disintegrates and evaporates, and that's what yeyush is. The hope to get it back is still a connection to the item. Once I have no hope to get it back, and it's not in my reshus, and I have no control over it, I have no shlita, all of those things, so then memela, that is yeyush. And he relates that to zuto shoyam. Yeyush is the case where it goes into the sea. How could that be automatic yeyush? Because there's no longer a connection to the item. Okay, let's continue. Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asks Rabba. Rav Yosef, who says yeyush is not kona daraisa or derabanan, asks Rabba the following: Gazal chametz v'arba lava Pesach. Somebody steals chametz before Pesach and he keeps it, and now Pesach comes, and now it's aser b'hana'a. Omer lo, after Pesach, the gazal can still say to the nigzal, harei shalchal fanecha. Here's your item. Here's your item back. Even though it's aser b'hana'a. Rashi quotes, it's hezek she'eino nikar. Right? It's a hezek that you can't see from the outside, so you can still say Arei Shechal Afanecha. Says Rav Yosef, wait a minute, V'hai, Kivan, Dematas, Idan, Isura, Vadim, Yayesh. Once the time of Isser comes, Mistama, the person is Miyayesh, from the item. The Isakadite from the Chametz, right? Because it's already going to be Aser Bana. See, that's having Yeyush. V'isakadaitach Yeyush koneh amayomal Arei Shechal Afanecha. But if Yeyush is koneh, so then it should belong to the ganav totally, and you should have to pay back damim. If you say, why should he be able to say Arei Shechal Afanecha, as if nothing changed? Demei ma'alya boy shlumile. You should have to pay the full price of what the chametz was worth at the time of the Yeyush. Omerle, ki kaminana, so Rabba answers back, no. Ki kaminana, when do I say yeyush works? Zemis yeyush v'zeros aliknos. If you have a ganav and a gazlan that are looking to be kona it, then yeyush could work to then allow the kinyan. Hi, zemis yeyush v'zeros aliknos. But here, the ganav doesn't want to be kona it. He's a ganav, but he's not somebody who eats chametz on Pesach. And therefore, yeyush does not work if eino rotza liknos. You can't force yeyush on a person. The Ksos uses this also in Simin Tavav to bring a raya that yeyush is not hefker. Because if it was hefker, you can be mafker something against somebody's will. I'm masalik myself. But yeyush here, you see, the Gemara says the favorite. Yeyush does not work against balkarcho shel haganov. And therefore, that proves that also yeyush is not hefker. Interesting discussion in the Achronim here. What about Shinui? Yeyush, the Gemara here says that Yeyush does not work Balkarcho. Would Shinui work Balkarcho? Right? We just said that Shinui works differently. And, would that, connect to how we understand Shinui? So that's the Machlokas. If you look in the Machaneh Ephraim on the Rambam, Machaneh Ephraim assumes that Shinui is not Kone. Just like Yeyush is not Kone Balkarcha, so too Shinui requires Ratzon. And the Nesivus in Shinun Aleph Aleph assumes that Shinui works Balkarcha of the Gazlan. Why? Just like the Chi of Onsin is Balkarcha, right? If the Gazlan takes something, even if he doesn't want to be Kone it, tough luck. There's a chiyav onsin. We discussed a little bit yesterday the difference between a ganav and a shoel. But just like there's a chiyav in onsin balkarcho, so too shinui kone even balkarcho. Right? And the Achronim discussed there what would be the difference. Why would yeyush not work balkarcho and shini would work balkarcho? So they may Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik, many different approaches in the Achronim, what the difference is. But just important to be aware of that issue. One other interesting question, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Chametz asks, the Ganav could give back the Chametz afterwards, Harei Shechal Afanecha, isn't there an Isser Hana'a with Chametz She'over Alav HaPesach? So isn't he getting Hana'a by giving back the Chametz and not having to pay for it? Isn't that itself a Hana'a? He asked that question. But what's the answer? So some say his answer is, in one line, he says, because there's only this a Rabbanan we paskin, so the Rabbanan weren't Konis in this case. We're in Konis in this type of Hana. But you also might say, Rabbi Chanan discusses this a little bit in a few places. How do you measure Hana? I get Hana. So if I get physical pleasure, that's Hana. If I make money, that's Hana. What if I save money. That's not always called hana in halacha. Saving money and making money, they're both, ultimately, we would call them getting benefits. But various areas of halacha have certain standards of what's called benefit. And just saving money might not be called benefit. Remember the Mishnayos in Kiddushin that the man says to a woman, I'm going to talk to the authorities for you to save you something, and with that hana, we're married. So does he give a pruta along with that? Does he not give a pruta? Is a penny saved, a penny earned? Right, so that also might be able to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. Okay, let's continue. Eis ve'abaya l'rabba, another kasha. Abaya asks, karbano velo agazel. You're only allowed to give your karban to, your animal to a car, for a karban, and not a stolen karban. Stolen karban is off limits, right? That's a, like lulav agazel, karban agazel right here, right? And the havamina is, Rashi explains, that somebody steals a behemas chulin of their friend. That's the havamina of what's going on here. So, hechidami. So what's the case here? Ile melefne yeush. If it's before yeush, the guy, the owner didn't have yeush yet, lamali krapshita, obviously. It's obvious that the ganav cannot bring this as a carbon, it doesn't work, and even if he was makdashin, it's not kadosh, because the ganav cannot be makdashin. El olav l'achar yeush. It must be yeush took place already. And that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Even after yeush, the ganav cannot bring it as a carbon. Shmami no yeush lokani. That shows yeush is not kone. Amar le Rava. Rava says back to Abaya, one second, l'taymech. You're telling me that that's what it means? I have a parallel drasha. Talking about mishkav azov. We know tuma azov is one of the exceptions to the rule, one of maybe only two exceptions to the rule. Usually tuma goes down. Av makes a rishon makes a sheni makes a shlishi. A couple of exceptions to the rule where it goes across. If a zav or a zava, neither yoledes, if they sit on something that is normally sat on, a chair, a couch, a pillow, then not only is the zav an avatuma, mishkav hazav is also an avatuma. Right? That's the, chiddush of the Torah. So the pasuk says, mishkavo, vilo hagazel. If a zav sits on a stolen mishkav, he does not make it tame. So hechidami, what exactly is the case? Is it that he stole wool and he made it into a pillow? Of course, that shouldn't be a mishkav azov. That, of course, should work. So what must be the case you're talking about? That he stole the mishkav of his friend? He has his friend's chair, he stole it. That's the case of mishkav avalo agazel. So achanami, the gazel, karmi the chavre. So that's also here. We're not talking about that he stole a chulin animal. His friend already was makdash a karban. And now, Reuven is makdash carbon, and Shimon steals Reuven's carbon and then is makdash it. That's what the Torah is telling me, that it doesn't work. What doesn't work? What's the pshat of what doesn't work? Rashi goes two opinions. The chiddush is that if Reuven has a carbon and Shimon is makrivit, it doesn't even work for Reuven. It's not olo l'ratzon, even for the Baal HaMari Shonim. Right? Even though there was no yeush. That's day number one. Even if there was no yeush, and even though Shimon gave it as a carbon, it doesn't work for Reuven, even though it's still Reuven's. Or maybe it's after yeush, and still doesn't work because once a person is makdash an animal, it's birshus hektish. Kalecha the isa begazad the rachmani isa, therefore it's not going to be able to bring kapara. 2 days in Rashi. What does it mean? Gazal karban de chavre. The other fascinating machlokas issue here is how do you understand the maskana mishkav hazav? Mishkav hazav. What does that mean? So Rashi seems to say, and this could be the Rambam's shot as well. Rashi seems to say, and the Tosfos Rid says it beferish, that this is what Rashi says, and argues on it, that Rashi says, it's talking about, yeah, if I go and sit on my friend's couch. If I sit on my friend's couch, it's not going to be a mishkav azov. And Tosfos asks two questions on that. Number one, Tosfos asks a two-word question. Vizet tema. That's unbelievable. How is that? What's Tosfos bothered by? Mishkav azov, according to Tosfos, Pashat, is a reality. It's not a halacha. It's like, not like, oh, you know, the oser, davar, shein, or shalom. No, it should be like, if I pour milk into your hot chicken soup, that's basa b'chalav. We don't say ein adam osa davar shein shalom. It's based on a mitzius. The Tosfos assumes mishkav azov is also. Just because this is not your chair, it's not going to become tamei. And then Tosfos has a kasha as well from Mishnayis and Taurus that it should not work. That's why Tosfos gives a totally different pshat. What does it mean? A mishkav azov. It wasn't finished yet. That the ganav wants to finish it. The machshava. But either way, the Tosfos Rid, though, takes Rashi Kipshuto. And he even compares, has an unbelievable comparison. Just like if a Zav sits on a table, something that's not usually sat on, azov is not metame that, mishkav azov, because why? Because we could say, here, amod v'nasa malachtenu, give me that item, I want to use it for what it's usually used for. That's the language used to teach me that only something that's normally sat on. So the Tosas Rid says, just like if you sit on a table, it's not metame, it doesn't become tame, so too your friend's item. And that's an amazing comparison, meaning it's a halachic legal issue, according to Rashi. Just like ein adam ozer davar she'eino shelo, ein adam mitame mishkav hazav b'davar she'eino shelo. And Tosfos and the Rov Rishonim cannot fathom that. What would be the svara for this? Something we mentioned also in many various contexts in the past is quoted in the Sefer Zichron Harav. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has an article about Mishkav Azov, and he quotes this from his father-in-law, Rav Soloveitchik, who says that Mishkav Azov is different than all other transfers of Tumah. In all other transfers of Tumah, there's a Metame and there's a Nitma. There's a dead sheretz, it touches, that's the mitame. The thing that it touches is a nitma. And that's why it always goes down a level. Mitame, nitma. But Mishkav Azov is not mitame at all. When a zov sits on a couch, the zov is not a mitame. And the couch is not a nitma. Rather, the zov is a magdir. The zov, by sitting on it, labels. It labels the couch as a Mishkav Azov. It's not Matami the couch. It labels it as a Mishkav Azov. Once it's a Mishkav Azov, the Torah says Mishkav Azov is an Avatoma. Just like, what makes a dead sheretz Tame? Is there a Matame? No. It's just a dead sheretz. A dead sheretz is an Avatoma. What makes Tumah? What makes a dead body Tame? Hashem. What makes many Tumas listed? If it's just a reality that Hashem says is Tame. So too Mishkav Azov. The Zov just labels it, makes it into a Mishkav Azov. Just like if a person kills a sheretz, now it's tame. But the person wasn't metame it. So to hear, the zav is magdir. So once you have that type of approach, then it's a little easier to say what Rashi says. It's a legal halachic term here. It's not just a transference, which would mean more of a reality. It's still a chiddush, but that helps a little bit. Let's continue. Again, gzeilas carbon is also a big sugya, misova bavera, but not for now. Eisei abayla Rav Yosef, orosh abayla bayis, machshav mitamasan, another kasha, mishnah and kalim. The oros, the hides of abayla bayis. We know, for a kli to become tamei, it has to have had gemar malacha. If it wasn't finished the processing, then it's not tamei yet. So orosh, mitamei yet, orosh abayla, makabal tamei yet. Orosh abayla batim, so if you have hides of an owner, machshav mitamasan. So the hide, the bala bias's machshava, that's what's significant, because the bala bias is one who would keep the hides as is. So his machshava is metame, meaning gives kabbalas tuma to the hides. Vishel abdon, but somebody who just makes the hides, ein machshava metamasan. His machshava is not going to have an effect, because it could be that the buyer of the hides are going to want to process it more. Shel ganav machshava metamasan, v'shel gazan ein machshava metamasan. If a ganav steals a hide, his machshava is metame, because we could assume that the nignav thinks, oh, I'm never going to get it back, they had yeish. And gazlan, though, his machshava is not metame, because the guy knows who stole it, so mistame he did not have yeish. Rabbi Shimon omer chilaf advar. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Shel gazlan machshava metamasan, because the guy knows who took it and he realizes, I'm never going to get it back. All of this is before, because lefish lo nisyashu abaylim. So you see from here, vishbabi no yesh kone. Machlokes, tanoim. Does somebody have yesh by a ganef or a gazlan more? The Chazon Ish says, it's not a machlokes, a mitzias. Everybody has a certain level of yesh, and everybody has a certain level of hope. The question is, what's the focus in each one? What's the ikr and what's the tafel? But he does not, he says it's not a machlokes, a mitzias. The Chazon Ish in Kalim, in Simon Lamed Aleph. But either way, you see from this Mishnah that Yesh works. Shbami no Yesh kona. Right? So you see, just Yesh would allow the Machshava. So Hamarlei. So the answer of Yosef is back. Hachma Eskina Gocha Kitsa. No. That Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a Shinui Maisa done. Where they cut it. Shini Maisa, so that of course, the Shini Maisa and Yesh. I only say, says Rav Yosef, that Yesh Kedi, Yesh by itself is Lokani. But Yesh with the Shini Maisa is Kone. We'll talk more about teams with Yesh tomorrow's daf. Maskav la Rabba Barav Chanan, Vahalo Itzva Shanukan. But 1 minute. Here, we learned that we're talking about an Itzva, a type of tray. The Itzva ain't Sricha Kitsua. And an Itzva does not need to be cut, so there is no Shini Maisa. Ditznan. Where do you see what we're talking about? Itzvah, the Mishnah says there, Kamakom she'ein chisaron malacha machshava mitamaso. Yesh chisaron malacha ein machshava mitamaso. It depends if there's a lack if you still have to do anything, and that determines whether the machshava would work chutz min ha'itzvah, except for itzvah. Why? Because itzvah does not require, even though it's still has to be cut, machshava mitamaso, as Rashi says here on the second white line. So you see there's a shini maisa involved, says Rav Yosef. So therefore, I'm sorry, Rav Yosef answered it was where it was cut, and Rav Bar Chana says, no, we're talking about itzvah, which does not need to be cut, and there is no shinui maisa. So we're back to the question on Rav Yosef. So the Gemara here is going to get into an answer that's going to go on to the next daf. We're not going to have time right in, so we'll stop right here by Ella. Hashem, tomorrow's daf again will be put up from the last cycle, Shabbos, and Hashem will pick up next time with Samaches. Okay, we'll stop here.